作是没有那么重要的。
You have read through 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 16.
我们刚刚读了哥林多后书二章十四到十六节。
And that probably represents the most important principle that I have discovered in ministry.
在我目前所有侍奉的过程里面，这边所显露出来这个原则，可能是我在侍奉当中所发现最重要的原则。
I don't know what Dr. Chow told you about me.
我不知道周院长刚刚说了我什么啊。
Because my Chinese is no better now than when I first started coming here 15 or 17 years ago.
因为我的中文比起我15、17年前第一次来到圣光的时候没有什么进步。
I began pastoring a church with a lot of hope and ambition.
当我开始牧会的时候，我满怀着希望跟野心。
After I graduated from seminary, like you are studying, I entered pastoral ministry excited.
当我刚从神学院毕业，就像你们现在在学习这个地方一样，我进入这个侍奉的合场，感到非常的兴奋。
God took me to many places and many roles.
神把我带到各样不同的位置，给我不同的角色。
I didn't expect those roles.
我也没有去想到我会去接那些职位。
He took me into the role of superintendency to oversee a region of churches.
他使我成为这个议会的联谊会的会长，可以去管理这些区域的议会。
He took me to the office of bishop to oversee a denomination.
他使我成为监督，所以可以去管理到海外的这些联谊会。
And in those roles, I learned to love many different people, and especially here at Holy Light.
因为上帝赋予我的这一些职位跟角色，使我能够去爱这些不同的人，尤其是在圣光这边的人。
He took me to a role of influencing and leading evangelicals in the United States.
他也给了我一个职位，能够对于美国的这些福音教会的这种这种总，应该算是一个集合好像总会，机构，就是整个福音机构，让我能够跟他们有一些连接。
Yeah, what she said.
我讲什么你们都听就是了。
He took me to a role of having to speak for evangelicals in our government's capital at the White House to the presidents.
他使我能够代表全美的这些福音教会，然后到白宫去对着我们的政府还有总统来说我们要讲给他们听的事情。
He took me to a role of leading a seminary much like this one.
他也让我有这样子一个职位，可以去带领一个像我们这样的一个神学院。
And he's taken me now to a role as a chaplain of a university in trying to raise the spiritual priority of that university.
然后现在他带我到一个大学里面，成为他们的校牧，带领他们在灵命上来增长。
He took me to a role of creating a consortium of churches around the message of holiness, a global consortium.
他也带领我有这样的一个角色，可以来带领全球的一些教会在圣洁的这个教义上知道怎么样的去达成。
He's taken me to places that I never expected.
他把我带到一些我从来没有想到可以去的地方。
I just came this morning from Taichung working with Donghai University.
我今天早上刚从台中来，因为我之前是前几天跟东海大学那边有一些侍奉。
Trying to help their board of trustees understand what it means to be a Christian university.
帮助这一些董事会的成员了解怎么样子来运作一个这样基督教的大学。
When I sat in your chair, I never thought God would take me to those places.
当我从来没有想过，我坐在你们现在的位置的时候，我从来没有想过上帝会带领我到这些地方去。
That's why I say beware, because God may take you places you never expected.
所以我就是要告诉你们要小心了，因为上帝会把你们带到你们从来没想过要去的地方。
One of the things that I've discovered in that journey is a very important lesson, though.
在这样整个的旅程当中，我学到一个很重要的功课。
And the lesson is rooted in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16.
功课就是根基是在我们刚刚所读的哥林多后书二章十四到十六节。
And the lesson is this, that it does not matter the position we hold, what matters is the condition of our life before God.
我学到功课就是这样子，我们所被赋予的这个职位不是重要的，重要的是上帝在我们当中所
If we are diligent about the condition of our life before God, then whatever position or place God gives us, He will bless.
如果我们所在乎的是我们在上帝面前的境况，而不是我们的职位跟这个责任的话，上帝会祝福我们。
Second Corinthians begins with a declaration of triumph.
在哥林多后书一开始，哥林多后书的一开始是一个欢喜，一个欢庆。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God because in Christ He leads us in triumph.
因为在基督里，我们可以夸胜。
Christ is the one who is leading us in this triumphal parade.
在这整个欢庆的这种游行当中，我们的领导者是基督。
This is a procession of celebration.
这是一个在欢乐庆祝当中的一个游行。
This is a parade of giving glory and thanks.
这是一个对神献上荣耀跟感激的游行。
And at the head of this parade is Jesus Christ.
然后这个游行的带领者就是基督耶稣。
Early on in this passage, Paul is establishing the centrality and importance of the person of Jesus Christ.
从一开始，保罗在这边就已经讲出基督他的重要性，他在这当中所扮演的重要角色。
There is nothing more important in your career now or in the future than that Jesus be central and be leading.
在我们的侍奉或者我们一生当中，没有事情比耶稣基督是我们的带领者跟我们的中心来的更重要的。
And when Jesus is central and in leading, you will be able to thank God because the parade will be triumphant.
当基督是我们的中心，也是我们的领导者的时候，你就能够好好的去感谢神，因为在这个游行当中是基督所带领的游行是一个夸胜的游行。
And so we imagine ourselves walking in this parade through the streets of the city.
所以我们来好好想象，我们走在这个游行队伍当中，然后经过我们整个城市。
Going places you never expected to go.
进去到一些我们没有去过的地方。
Seeing things you never expected to see.
看到我们没看过的东西。
Taking upon yourself roles that you never expected to assume.
接受一些我们从来没有想过会接受的一些职分。
I never expected to assume many of the roles I've had.
我所经历过这些职分，很多我都没有想过我会有。
I won't put him on the spot, but my hunch is that Dr. Chow never expected to assume some of the roles he's had.
我不想把它做成焦点哈，但是我想周院长他所接受的职位有很多也是他不知道他会接受的。
But when we establish Jesus at the head of our parade, central to our lives, he takes us on a parade that we least expect.
当耶稣基督是在这个游行队伍里面是中心也是领导者的时候，他把我们带向一些我们从来没想过的地方。
Now once you see yourself in that parade,
当你看到你自己是在那个游行当中的时候，
we begin to ask ourselves the question, what is happening as we walk on the parade route?
你就要开始去问说，在这个游行队伍队伍行进当中，我什么事情正在发生呢？
Paul says that through us who are in this parade, he is spreading the fragrance that comes from knowing him.
在保罗这边讲到说，在这个游行的队伍当中，你到处走，然后有因为认识基督这个香气就跑出来了。
Now Paul is introducing the smell sense.
好，在这个地方，保罗他告诉我们有关于我们的嗅觉。
And here he's using a special word for fragrance.
然后在这边他用一个特殊的字来形容这种味道。
He's talking about an odor that comes from this parade.
他提到说这个游行队伍所散发出的一种味道。
You see, as the parade goes through the city, there's a very special odor that comes from it.
他说这个游行的队伍在城市当中走来走去的时候，有一个特别的味道发出来。
There's a very special fragrance that comes from this parade.
那是一个特殊的香气这样子发出来。
And the smell that comes from this parade has its source in our knowledge of God.
而这个香气它的来源是我们对着基督的认识所发出的。
You see, when you know God through Jesus Christ, you smell differently.
所以如果你因着基督而认识这位主，被人家闻起来是不一样的。
You have a fragrance about you.
你有一个特殊的味道。
Have you ever walked by someone and smelled them?
你有没有经过一些人，然后觉得他们身上有个味道？
Most of the time, it doesn't smell very good, does it?
大部分那个味道都不太好。
And you want to turn around and you want to hand them some perfume.
然后你想给他们一些香水。
Something about them doesn't smell quite right.
有些人这样闻起来就不太对。
When the parade of Jesus, of which you are a part, walks through, there's a smell that comes.
当耶稣的游行队伍走过去的时候，有一个味道跑出来。
Only in this case, the smell finds its source in our knowledge of God through Jesus.
但是这样的一个味道，就相信是从我们对着神的认识，经过基督所认识这个神的地方的缘故所发出来的。
A couple of things about this fragrance now.
我们先来谈谈这个气味的。
Let me ask you a question. Who is the one that is smelling in this parade?
好，问你们一个问题，谁去闻这个味道呢？
Who are the ones who are smelling the fragrance?
谁去闻到这个味道呢？
Any guesses?
猜看看是谁？
It's okay.
猜错没关系。Everyone.
Everyone.
所有的人。
Everyone is smelling.
所有人都闻到了。
Everyone smells the fragrance that comes from those who are in the parade of Jesus Christ.
所有人都闻到了耶稣的游行队伍所发出的香气。
Are you in the parade of Jesus Christ?
你在耶稣的游行队伍当中吗？
If you are, there's going to be a very special fragrance that comes from you that others will smell.
如果你是在这个队伍当中，你身上就会出一种味道，别人都可以闻得到的。
But here's another important thought about this word.
但是我们还有另外一个很重要的想法。
This word has at its root understanding that smell is a discriminating smell.
我们必须了解有关于味道这件事情，它是这种味道是有分别的味道。
In other words, when you smell this smell, you will be able to tell something about the people that the fragrance is coming from.
就意思就是说，当你去闻到那个味道的时候，你可以知道那一个发出这个香气的人，他是不一样，他有一些特别的事情的。
It has to do with a discriminating odor.
你必须能够分辨这个气味。
Now, there are many discriminating odors in this world.
在世界上有很多独特的气味。
I have three children.
我有三个小孩。
When they were very, very small, we would carry them in our arms.
当他们还是小孩，很小的时候，我把他们抱在怀里面。
And when they were very young, they all wore diapers.
然后他们呢，都因为他们很小嘛，所以都有那个尿布，都包着尿布。
Now, on occasion,Something would happen with our children and those diapers.
有时候一些事情发生了，然后发生在那个尿布里面。
And my wife would tell me, Kevin, I think Kristen has made a mess.
然后呢，他那个达特蒙特朗的太太就告诉他说，哎，我想这个小孩有做了一些事情，把自己搞脏了这样子。
And to be sure that I didn't waste my effort in changing her diapers, I would always check.
然后我不想浪费时间，因为我可能她根本不需要换尿布，我去换，所以我就会去
看看。So I would lift my daughter up.
然后我就把她抱起来。
I would turn her around.
然后把她转过来。
And I would sniff.
然后闻看看。
Some of you are parents. You know what I'm talking about, right?
你们这里当过父母，知道我在讲什么。
And your nose tells you whether there's something bad in there or not.
所以你的鼻子又告诉你说这里面的东西好还是不好。
There is a discriminating odor that comes from a dirty diaper.
对，因为脏的尿布是有个独特的味道的。
Now please give me grace today.
今天给我一点。
I know that you're going to go back to your classes and you're going to talk about the chapel speaker who talked about dirty diapers.
对，你回去以后你会跟人家说，哦，今天来的讲员在讲一个脏的尿布。
They represent a discriminating odor.
我只要告诉你说，它代表一种独特的味道。
You see, the clean diapers had a nice flowery smell to them.
很清洁的尿布是有一个香气、香花香味的。
It was fragrant.
它是香气。
But a dirty diaper didn't smell so good.
脏的尿布闻起来就没那么好。
So when I smelled that diaper, and it was bad, I would hand my daughter off to my wife.
所以当我闻到那个是不好的味道，我就把它给了我太太。
Here, you take care of it.
你拿去把这个处理一下。
No, I would do my share of diapers.
开玩笑的，我也会好好的帮他换尿布。
Men, you do your share of diapers.
对，这里是男人的，你要做你的这个工作，你也要换尿布。
It builds character.
它让你有个好的一个性格品格。
See, I knew when her diaper was dirty because of the discriminating odor.
我知道我女儿的尿布脏了，因为它有个特殊的味道。
So when people sniff you.
所以当有人跑来要闻你嗅看看的时候。
What do they smell?
他们闻到什么呢？
Do they smell good?
他们闻到是好的味道吗？
Do they smell what is pure?
他闻到很纯净的味道吗？
Do they smell what is lovely?
他闻到的味道是非常可喜欢的。
Do they smell what is righteous?
他闻到公义吗？
Do they smell Jesus?
他们闻到耶稣了吗？
What does your life smell like?
你的生命闻起来是什么味道呢？
Because I'm here to tell you that wherever you go, people are sniffing you.
因为不管你到哪里去，旁边的人都在闻着你，嗅看看你是什么味道。
Especially when you present yourself as a pastor or a Christian leader.
尤其当你出去的时候，一个牧者或者基督教领袖的身份出去的时候。
They will sniff to see if you smell like Jesus.
他们会嗅看看你是不是闻起来像耶稣。
And the discriminating odor that they smell will tell them whether or not you are part of the parade of Jesus.
当他们闻到这个独特的气味的时候，他们要判断你是不是在耶稣基督的游行当中。
So in this case, other people are smelling you to see if they can discern Jesus in your life.
也就是说，在这个状态这边所描述的，就是其他的人他会去闻看看你是不是在耶稣基督的这个生命，你的生命是不是有耶稣基督。
Remember that that fragrance comes from knowing God through Christ.
我们要记得的是，这样子的一个香气是从认识基督，因为基督认识神而来的。
It's not just knowing about God.
并不是只是单单知道有关上帝的事。
It's not just knowing His Word.
不是只是单单知道有关他的这些话语。
It's not just being able to carry on a theological conversation.
或者能够去有一种很神学性的对话。
It's a smell that tells them that you know God in Jesus.
它是一种味道，因着你借着基督所认识的神所发出的。
They smell you to see if they can smell Jesus.
他们想要闻看看能不能闻到耶稣。
So what do you smell like to other people?
所以你对其他人来说，你的味道是什么呢？
Paul moves on to use a different phrase.
然后接下去保罗又用另外的一个方式来叙述。
In verse 15, he talks about us being the aroma of Christ to God.
在第十五节的地方，他提到说我们成了基督的馨香之气。
He's using a different word now.
他使用不同的字了。
And the person who is smelling is different.
这些人闻起来是不一样的。
Before, the people who were smelling us was everyone else.
之前呢，闻我们的人是所有的人。
So now in verse 15, who is the one who's doing the sniffing or the smelling?
第十五节闻我们要知道我们味道人不一样了，这个人是谁呢？
Who is it?God is doing the smelling.
上帝在闻看看我们的味道。
Now the audience is not other people, but God himself.
所以在这边做这个闻的动作的人不是其他人了，现在是神。
You see, folks, in your journey of Christian leadership, other people will smell you to see if you smell like Jesus.
你要明白，当我们身为一个基督信仰的领袖的时候，其他人都想来闻看看你是不是像基督。
But God is also smelling to see if you smell like Jesus.
但是上帝也要闻看看你是不是像耶稣一样。
Here the audience is God.
现在是神，就是那一个来做这个动
作的人。Verse 15, God is now smelling you.
现在第十五节告诉我们，上帝他在闻看看。
And he wants to know what you smell like.
他想要知道你闻起来像什么。
But what's important to God is not the same thing that is important to other people.
但对神来说， 重要的事情跟其他人认为重要的事情是不一样的。
You see, other people want to smell you to see if you're good and pure and holy and all of those things.
其他的人想要闻看看你是不是纯净的，是不是圣洁的，跟其他的这些品格。
And as they smell you, they're making a decision about whether they like it or not.
然后这些人闻到那些味道之后，他决定他喜欢或不喜欢。
It's a discriminating odor.
这是一个独特的味道。
When God smells, He's looking for something different.
但当上帝要闻看看我们的味道的时候，他在找寻一种不一样的东西。
You see, the word here is the word aroma, not just odor.
在这边所看到的是馨香，不是一个气味而已。
And when you trace this word back, we find that it goes back to the same word that was used when Justin Martyr was burned at the stake.
当我们如果把这个字的根源往前去追寻的时候，你会发现那个殉教者Justin 尤斯丁，他殉道的时候所发出那个味道所用的是同一个字。
Now I've never been around someone when they've been burning.
我从来没有看过有人是这样子被烧死的。
But I know that when flesh is burning, it has a unique smell.
但是我知道当人的肉体被烧的时候，是有一个独特的味道的。
And when flesh is burning, it means death.
当肉体被烧的时候，代表是死了。
God is smelling to see if He smells the aroma of Christ.
上帝所在闻的味道是一个从基督所发出的馨香之气。
And it makes me wonder what the aroma of Christ smells like.
所以我就开始在想，基督的馨香之气闻起来是什么样子的。
You see, when I think about the work of Jesus Christ, I think about His supreme act on the cross.
当我在想基督耶稣的功，他所成就的作为的时候，我想到是他在十字架上所完成的。
His act upon the cross represented His surrendered will.And death to self, so that he could live to God.
当他在十字架上被挂在那里的时候，所代表的是他把他的生命给舍了，并且把他的意识、他的自己的想法也舍了，所以可以让上帝的旨意在他身上给活出来。
You see, when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, he struggled, and he was struggling at the point of his will.
当耶稣基督进到哥西马利园祷告的时候，你可以看到他的挣扎，他在跟他自己的旨意在挣扎着。
The struggle was so deep that it brought sweat in blood.
当这个挣扎是那么的这么强烈，他的汗如雨水还有那个如血一样滴下来。
And the struggle brought him to a very special prayer.
那这样的一个挣扎使他做出一个祷告。
When he said to his father.Not my will, but thine be done.
他对着他的天父说，不要照着我的旨意，但愿你的旨意成就。
He said, I am willing to give up my agenda and my will so that your will can be done.
他对着天父说，我自己想要做的，我的想法可以就把它给舍了，所以你的旨意可以成全。
I am willing to lay myself aside so that your will can be done.
我可以把自己丢到一边去，所以你的旨意可以成全。
I'm willing to give up the things that I could claim so that your will could be done.
我愿意放弃我可以宣称拥有的东西，所以你的旨意可以成全。
I'm willing to give up my rights as God.So that your will can be done.
我放弃我身为跟上帝同等这样的一个权位，所以你的旨意可以成全。
You see, in that moment, he died to self.
在那个时候，耶稣对自己死了。
And the dying to self involved two things that we read about in Philippians.
当我们在腓立比书读到说要对自己死有两个部分。
It involved emptying himself of his rights as God.
你必须自卑。就是这边让自己神的样式给放弃掉。
And it involved humbling his will to the will of the Father.
并且对着神的旨意给谦卑下来。
He gave up his rights.
他把他的权位给放弃了。
And he bowed his neck in submission to the will of God.
他对上帝的旨意俯伏并且谦卑下来的顺服了。
You see, when you are called into pastoral ministry and Christian ministry, you are being asked to walk the same path as Jesus.
我们在座的被上帝呼召要来做来侍奉他在基督信仰里面做这样子的事工的人，你被要求走在跟耶稣基督一样的旅程当中。
That parade may take you to a lot of cities.
这样的一个游行可能带你到各个不同的城市。
That parade may take you to a lot of positions in your life.
它可能带你在生命中给你不同的职位。
It may take you to a lot of places that you never expected to go.
它可能把你带到一些你从来都没有想到要去的地方。
But most importantly, it calls you to the same path as Jesus of emptying your rights and humbling your will.
但是最重要的，它带你走上一条路是跟耶稣基督一样的，你必须放弃自己的意思和权利，并且谦卑在神的旨意之下。
Admittedly, that's a painful journey at times.
那很不幸，这是一个非常有时候会是一个很痛苦的旅程。
It was certainly painful for Jesus.
对耶稣来说，他是很痛苦的。
In Gethsemane, he sweat blood.
在哥西马利园，他的汗如血一样滴下来。
But ultimately, he let go of his will so that the will of the Father could become full in him.
但最后他投降，他把自己的旨意给放弃了，所以上帝的旨意可以在他生命中显现出来。
Paul calls that death to self that we may live to God.
保罗在这边，保罗他称这个说，我们在基督里死了，在神里面死了，所以我们可以为神来活。
And here he uses a word that implies the smell of burning flesh.
在十五节这边，他所用的这个字，跟你的肉体肉身被火烧所发出的来的味道是一样的那个字来形容这件事。
What is the aroma that is pleasing to God?
上帝，他会让上帝闻起来很欢心的气味是什么呢？
The aroma that is pleasing to God is the aroma of Christ.
就是基督的馨香之气。
It is the aroma of death to self.
就是对着自己死所发出的馨香之气。
The smell that God smelled when he smells Christ is the smell of death to self so that his will can become fulfilled.
神在基督那边所闻到的馨香之气就是一个向自己死所以上帝的旨意可以成全的香气。
You see, when God smelled his son Jesus and was pleased, it was because he had surrendered himself and died to self so that he may live to the Father's will.
上帝他闻到基督耶稣这样子的一个味道，他感到非常的欢心，因为这样的香气是把自己给放弃掉，然后顺服上帝的旨意，所以基督可以在上帝的旨意中把上帝要的活出来这样的一个味道。
For those who are in the parade of Jesus, they will also smell like Jesus.
对这一些在耶稣的游行队伍中的人，你们闻起来也，大家闻起来也要像这个样子。
And that aroma that God is smelling is the smell of death to self.
而这样子的馨香之气来自于对着自己死的所发出来的。
Death to self will.
对着自己的旨意死了。
Death to self agenda.
对于自己认为重要的事情死了。
Death to your own path.
对着我们的过去死了。
Even to your own rights.
或者你自己的权利。
Following the smell, the aroma of Christ who died to self.
因为我们是跟随着发出让自己死的这个耶稣基督的这个队伍当中。
You see, smelling like Jesus to God begins on the same path that Jesus walked.
我们能够有如耶稣这样子的馨香之气。它的起源是它的开端，是因为耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Is it painful?
这是很痛苦的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Sometimes it is.
它有时候是非常痛苦的。
But it's also important if we are going to be part of the parade, the triumphal parade of God in Christ.
但是如果你要身处在于上帝让基督耶稣所领导的这个游行队伍，这个夸胜的队伍当中的话，这样做是很重要的。
If you're anything like I am. some of you have struggled with your decision to follow the call of God to Christian leadership.
就像我一样，在座很多人可能在要接受上帝所给你的这个呼召，成为基督信仰的领导者的时候，你有很多的挣扎。
And even now, you may struggle with the idea of self-surrender and self-sacrifice.
即使到了现在，你对于要去顺服、要放弃自己、要去牺牲自己，你还是有很多的挣扎。
There may be a battle inside of you.
可能在你的心中有一个很大的一个战场。
You want to achieve your own will.
你想要完成自己想做的。
At the same time as you want to be effective for God.
但是你又想做成上帝要你做的。
You want to control your own destiny.
你想要控制自己的目的。
And yet you still want to follow God's call.
但是你又想要遵照上帝给你的呼召。
You may be able to determine and control the places that you serve.
你可能可以决定或者可以控制你要去哪里服事。
But I'm here to tell you that the fulfillment in being triumphal in the procession is not in the positions that you hold.
但是我要告诉你，你能够得到这种夸胜、这种喜乐的庆祝，并不是在于你在哪里可以，你决定要去哪里服事，哪边可以得到的。
I had no expectation of the positions that God has taken me to.
我对于有一些这个我的职位，我没有从来没有去想过神会带领我去。
But I've learned that what's important is not the positions.
但是我学习到了这些职位并不是重要的。
What's important is the condition of my life.
比较重要的是我生命的景况是什么。
That's what makes me part of the triumphal procession.
这会使我成为在这个夸胜的游行队伍当中的一员。
Not that I have important positions.
并不是说我有这个重要的位置。
Not that I have talked to many people.
并不是因为我在很多人的面前来讲道。
Not that I control my own destiny.
或者也不是因为我可以控制我的未来的命运。
Not that I claim or fight for my own rights.
或者我能够去为我的权利来争取。
Those don't make me part of the triumphal procession of Jesus.
这些都没有办法使我成为在这个游行队伍当中的一员。
What makes me part of the triumphal procession of Jesus is my smell.
能够使我成为这个游行队伍当中的一员，是因为我的气味是什么。
When God smells and He smells the aroma of Christ in your life,
当上帝去闻你的味道的时候，然后他能够闻到耶稣所发出的这种馨香之气的时候
，the aroma of death to self，
这一种因着对自己死所发出的馨香之气
，the aroma of self-sacrifice that you may live to him，
这种因着自我牺牲所以可以活出上帝旨意的香气
，that makes you part of the procession，
使你成为这个游行队伍当中的一个成员。
And then wherever you go, in whatever position you hold,
不管你去哪里，不管你得到什么样的职分，
you will bring the discriminating odor of Jesus to that place.
你就会能够为那个地方带来因着耶稣所发出的独特香气。
And they will know that someone who represents Jesus has been among them.
然后这些闻到这个味道人就知道在这当中有人代表着活出耶稣的样子来。
It starts on being the aroma of Christ to God.
这一切的开端都是因为你能够具有这种对上帝所要的耶稣的馨香之气。
I'm not talking about hurting yourself.
我不是在讲说你要去伤害自己。
I'm not talking about bringing suffering on yourself.
我不是说你要自己去受苦。
I'm not talking about finding the most painful journey or painful place you can go.
我不是说你要去找一个你能够去到受苦最多的地方然后去。
See, that wasn't the battle that Jesus fought.
这并不是耶稣他所去征战的这个战
场。And that was not how Jesus became a sweet-smelling aroma to God.
这也不是耶稣基督为什么最后成为一个馨香之祭的做法。
I am talking about surrender.
我在这边讲的是对神的顺服。
I am talking about release of rights.
我在这边说的是放掉你的权利。
I am talking about a submitted will to the will of God.
在这边在讲的是说把你的旨意放掉，然后把这样的旨意归给神。
And when we empty ourselves and humble ourselves as Jesus did,
当我们 谦卑自卑我们自己，并且把我们自己给放掉的时候，像耶稣一样这样做的时候，
We also become the aroma of Christ to God.
我们也成为上帝所闻到的馨香之气。
And then we become the fragrance, the discriminating fragrance to everyone who smells us.
接着我们就可以让其他要接试着去闻出我们味道的人去闻到这种独特的香气。
Beware.
我们要小心。
Because God may take you to places that you least expect.
上帝可能带你去你根本都没想到的地方。
Wherever he takes you,
不管他带你去哪里,
may you be the aroma of Christ to God.
愿你能成为上帝闻到基督的馨香之气。
And wherever he takes you on his parade,
不管他的这游行队伍把你往哪里带,
may you be the discriminating fragrance that tells them that Jesus is there.
愿你所发出的独特香气能够告诉大家耶稣就在这里了。
May I pray for you?
让我来祷告。
God our Father, we thank you for your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你所赐下的话语。
It is truth and life to our soul.
你的话语是我们灵里面的真理。
As you have called each one of us to be your servants,
你呼召我们成为你的仆人。
I pray that you would form us in the path of Jesus.
愿我们能够你能够帮助我们，让我们走在耶稣的这样的一个道路中。
May we, as Christ did, surrender ourselves to you.
帮助我们能够如基督一样在你面前全然的降服。
May we be part of your triumphal procession.
愿我们能够成为你夸胜的游行队伍当中。
So that wherever we go, the wonderful fragrance of Jesus will be obvious.
所以不管我们往哪里去做，我们身上发出耶稣基督的香气能够被闻得到。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.